It is good to praise the Lord and make music to His name. Good morning. Thank you for joining this morning on the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Karen Dowdle, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, We Praise You, O God, hymn number 494 in Lutheran Worship.
And gladly our song of thanksgiving we raise. With you, Lord, beside us, strong arm will guide us to you, our great Redeemer, forever we praise.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to see so many of you here this morning for worship. What a joy it is to be together as we worship and sing praise to our God. And this is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. We are following the order of service as it's printed before you. We'll continue now with the confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake, he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast, the victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, glory are His. This is the feast, the victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. This is the feast, the victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you are the tree of life, offering shelter to all the world. Graft us into yourself and nurture our growth, that we may bear your truth and love to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The lector this morning is Ken Shelbert. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Ken.
The first reading is from Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will take a shoot from every top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the forest will know that I, the Lord, bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 92 as it is printed in your worship bulletin.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High.
Proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the and the melody of the harp.
For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done.
The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God.
They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." The second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10 and verses 14 through 17. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 26 through 34.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together now in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, How Great Thou Art, hymn number 519 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the lofty mountains grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze, and sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it. And on the cross, my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Blessings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Blessings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art.
My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, the 4th chapter, verses 26 through 34. That's the same Gospel reading that Karen read for us just a few moments ago. I once heard of a story of a Lutheran pastor who was invited to a Halloween costume party. Well, as it turned out, he couldn't figure out what to wear for that costume party, so he figured he would get real original and wear his clerical collar to the Halloween party. Well, when he arrived to this party, there were people dressed up, as you can imagine, in all different kinds of ways. Some people were dressed up as cats, other people pirates and nurses, and there were even nuns there. but he was already married, so he didn't ask one of the nuns for marriage like Luther did. But anyway, he came as he was. He came as a pastor. Now, because of his age, he was a young guy. Because of his age, people really didn't believe, as you can imagine, it was a costume party. But because of his age, people really didn't believe that he was actually a pastor. But seeing that clerical collar as he wore it brought about conversation. People were kind of motivated to begin talking about the things that they believed. It sparked some sharing. Well, as the pastor talked with many of these 20 and 30-year-olds, he began to learn their life stories. He began to learn their deep yearning for authenticity. He was surprised to learn that many, contrary to what many believed, many of them gathered actually believed in God. But they lacked nurture, and they lacked loving community. Now, for many of us, I suppose, as we think about our society, maybe even the younger generation, and I know that sounds funny coming out of my mouth at only 40 years old, but as we do think about the younger generation, perhaps it's easy for us to conclude that they're pulling further and further away from the faith. It's easy for us, maybe, to conclude that people in our midst, they lack interest in the things of faith. But I wonder, is that the case, really? Now, I'm sure that there is flat-out resistance to the things of faith. Flat-out rejection from some. They don't want anything at all to do with it. But for others, maybe, just maybe, as that pastor learned at that Halloween party, maybe, just maybe, for some, there's a searching that's going on inside of them. There's a longing in them for real truth. A searching and a longing for authenticity. A longing and a desire to be a part of a loving and caring community. A deep yearning to be a part of something, to have people that will walk with them, that will grow with them. And as I thought about this all the more, I began to wonder if that helps you and me to understand our role in all of this. And maybe, just maybe, at times we lose sight of our role. Maybe we've become a people who are frustrated by the change that's happening around us, the skepticism that we hear about. Maybe we've at times turned our backs on the very people that we need to be reaching out to the very people that are actually craving, deep down inside, craving for an embracing community grounded in truth and love. Maybe there's those times where we become so discouraged that growth isn't happening exactly as we want it when we want it. Have you ever felt that way? You've been bold in your faith, you're sharing your faith with people, and it's like hitting a wall. It's happened, right? And we get discouraged by that. Because we don't get it. And they're not responding the way we want them to respond, exactly when we want them to respond. Maybe we become a people that are so easily discouraged that growth isn't happening at our place, at our pace, so we conclude that it's not going to happen at all. You know, in the gospel today, I think Jesus reminds us of two things. First of all, and I'm kind of reversing it, God is in the business of growth. You and I are in the business of seed scattering. And that role is huge. That role that we have been blessed with, the role of seed scattering, that's huge, friends. And of course, in the very, very first place, you and I are called to scatter seed as we share God. As we faithfully share and scatter His word of truth and love, His word of promise to as many people as we can, as we come in contact with. What a gift we've been entrusted with. And how blessed we are to be able to bring that gift of love and truth to the very people that we love. We're called to be seed scatterers as we point people to Jesus and Jesus alone and the gift that He is to our lives and theirs as well. And how He has the power, how He really does have the power to change everything. He's able to bring a newness to our lives, a sense of rejuvenation to us every single day. By the power of His death and His resurrection, He offers to us a peace that only He can give. He offers to us forgiveness and a model of love for our relationships. Now I know you get that part of the seed scattering. But here's the thing. I think we too scatter seeds in other ways as well. I think that seed scattering happens as God goes to work through us in the various places that He puts us in. Now I'm going to be kind of bold. Sometimes it's not always just about quoting Bible passages. That's important. That's huge. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's not just about quoting Bible passages or sharing our deep confessional statements. Sometimes it's about God's love and presence shining through us as we listen, as we share, as we engage in what's called a ministry of presence for those around us. Sometimes seed scattering, I'm convinced, can happen as we take time out of our precious days to be still with another person, to sit with them, to care enough about them that we're willing to take time to hear their story, to know about them and the special gift that they are. Seed scattering happens, I'm convinced, as we take that time to be with people as they walk through their deepest and darkest valleys. Hey friends, we like the man in the gospel, as Jesus shared that parable, are called to be seed scatterers, to scatter that seed of God's word. And like that pastor that was invited to that Halloween party, we too are called to be authentic and loving in our approach as Jesus uses us. We're called as the people of God to be a caring community for those who are lost, for those who are wandering, for those who are even wondering. Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes, as we scatter seed in the various ways that God enables us to do that, sometimes faith isn't easily received. Sometimes it's met with resistance and skepticism. And sometimes it's easy for us to feel that our seed scattering endeavors are fruitless. But God is in the midst. Just as He reminds us in the gospel, growth can happen. Growth can happen in Him. Nothing is impossible when His power is at work. And when that growth happens, friends, when that growth happens, that seed that was once so tiny in those people that we love and we've been reaching out to, that seed can turn into something huge, beautiful, and remarkable. The Word of God can become their center. Faith can be their foundation. Faith can be their everything. As they have, just as you and I have, a life-changing, living encounter with our authentic and never-changing Jesus. God gives the growth. He's done it with you and me, and He certainly can do it with those that we love, those people that we know have deep, deep, deep need for His love and His presence. May the Spirit empower us to know our role and not despair, but be there to scatter seed, to share love, to be the caring community that God has called us to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the elders and ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Beth and Brad Lynch, in loving memory of their beloved son, Alex, and in humble gratitude to our loving Lord who prepared a place for Alex beside God.
Be fruitful, Lord, and fill to the brim our cup of blessing. Gather the harvest of the seeds that were sown, that we may be fed with the bread of
In addition to those who are printing the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also say a word of prayer for Vernon Floyd. That's Bob and Tony Chapman's son-in-law. He was recently diagnosed with bone cancer. Please say a word of prayer for Ariella Brewer. as she mourns the death of her friend Richard. We also pray for the family of Richard as they too mourn his passing. We say a special prayer for Jim Brennan this week as he's preparing for some surgery. For Joe Durso, that's John Durso's brother. John called me this week to inform me that John has been diagnosed with cancer and is now under hospice care. So please keep Joe in your prayers. Joe was a longtime member here at St. John's, right up until he and his wife moved to Virginia. So please keep Joe in your prayers, but also say prayers for John and Claire and the rest of the family, that their hearts might have a peace in them as Joe prepares to transition to his heavenly home. We pray for Don Kelm. Don is struggling with kidney stones. Carol Adragna, I learned that Carol was hospitalized. This is hospitalized at Millard Fillmore Suburban, so please keep Carol in your prayers. For Carolyn Noski, Carolyn will be having some cardiac surgery at a date to be announced, so please keep Carolyn in your prayers. And last but not least, say a word of thanksgiving, a word of prayer and thanksgiving on behalf of Mike and Kristen Beck Sexstone, who were married here yesterday. Let us pray for all people, bringing our petitions to the Lord who plants and grows his church so that we may take shelter in her shade. For the growth and life of the church, that God scatter the seed of his gospel, that his promises bear the fruit of faith in us, and that we walk not in the counsel of the wicked, but delight in the law of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who live in unbelief, that they be led to faith in Jesus and grow in the knowledge that the Savior died and was raised for them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the Wisniewski, Wolbrecht, Wright, Yasko, and Zeelin families, and all the baptized here at St. John's, that like a tree planted by streams of water, each of us draw nourishment from our Savior, so that we grow in God's grace and share Him in all that we say and do. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the nations of this world and their leaders, especially Donald, our president, that life be defended, justice prevail, and all useful commerce and arts flourish in our society. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are grieving, those who are sick, those who are suffering, especially today we pray for Vernon. We pray for Ariella and the family of Richard. We pray for Jim and Joe, John and Claire and the rest of the family. For Don, Carol, Carolyn. For all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and of course anybody that we name before you in our hearts. That the Holy Spirit grant them faith that trusts in His presence and power. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who receive Christ's body and blood, that we be granted repentance and faith, and that the forgiveness of this meal, the forgiveness of this holy meal, enable us to live in Christ as God's new creation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all fathers for whom we give thanks today, that they cherish God's gift of children, willingly take responsibility for nurturing their families in the knowledge of Christ, and reflect our Heavenly Father's love as they provide for those entrusted to their care, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass this peace on to someone else today.
Peace be with you, Cliff. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with 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 you. Thank you. Same to you. Peace be with you. Same to you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Tom, take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you.
As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is "Draw Near and Take the Body of the Lord," hymn number 240 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ for you. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now into life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat the body of Christ for you.
Praises to my Savior King. Take my lips and lay them.
And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now into life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
Congregation is now singing Take My Life and Let It Be, hymn number 404 in Lutheran Worship.
Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins, take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
People of St. John's are glad that you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in us and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you'd like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is stjohnslutheran.office@gmail.com. This is your announcer, Karen Dowdle, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
Our final communion hymn is Chief of Sinners, Though I Am, hymn number 285 in Lutheran Worship.
Squeeze in. Come on, we can do it. There we go. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. May God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and keep you now and forever. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you.
And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Take and eat, this is the body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat, this is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat, this is the body of Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now unto life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Take and eat, this is the body of Christ, given unto death for you, the body of Christ for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Ernie, take and eat. This is the body of Christ for you. And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. God bless you. Okay. I invite you to please stand. Let's join in the post-communion prayer. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please have a seat. Good morning again. Good to see you. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. I do hope you've been blessed here this morning. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be hot and humid, and I have big plans, which involve nothing but a pool. So, anyway, let me go through these announcements real quick, and then I'll get you moving here. That's my last thing today. A note for those of you who maybe move around with worship services. Just make note for yourself that as of July 1st, the 11:15 service will begin at 10:30 for the summer months. Okay, so just make note of that if you ever do attend 11:15 as of July 1st, that service will begin at 10:30. Cafe. Is scheduled to meet this coming Thursday. There was no sign-up sheet. That secretary of ours forgot to put that sign-up sheet up. But anyway, there is cafe this coming Thursday at 6 o'clock. There's a couple of things that I need to take care of. First, I forgot to mention it last week. Kathy was away for a while. You were gone for a good, five weeks or something like that? 6 weeks, yeah. But anyway, every year, for however many years it has been, Kathy makes the stoles for Confirmation Sunday. She once again has done that for us. So thank you to Kathy for taking care of that again for us this year. On that same note, for a number of years, Millie Sietzma has been making baptismal napkins. And a few weeks back, she handed me a bag and said, "This is it. I'm done." So it's sad. I think any child that has been baptized here for, I don't want to say forever, but for my baptismal napkin was made by you in 1977. So, yeah, it's the same design, Millie. I know it's your handiwork. So, but anyway, her hands are, you know, as you can imagine, her hands are getting tired. And we're so very thankful for you and the gift, well, really, that both of you women have been to St. John's. Your faith nurturing love has carried on in the lives of many, many people. So thank you for that. To Susie Bloom, she's going to be embroidering. In just a few moments, we're going to have our graduation stepping stone. And this year, Susie's going to be embroidering those quilts that these young men are going to be receiving in a few moments. So thank you to you for your service as well. I didn't want to make sure that I didn't miss that today. Last but not least, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there, those of you who fill the role of a dad in some way. God bless you for your love, for your support, your nurture. You know, it's been neat if you jump on social media to see the reflections that people have put of their dads and things like that. And it's just thank you for who you are. So enjoy your day. It's a good one. All right. Yes. Oh, right, for Roswell. Yeah, that's next Saturday, right? Or this coming Saturday, yeah. The 23rd. Yeah, 23rd. June 23rd is the ride for Roswell. So thanks for you guys, and I see your goal is climbing, so good. Enjoy. I'll be thinking about you. Well, how long do you guys ride? 10 miles. I would do the 10. Yeah, no. No. Somebody walked into Olive Tree this past week and said, you know, he's a rider, regular bike rider, rides, you know, every Saturday or whatever it is. And the owner of Olive Tree says, "Man, how many you got in?" "Oh, it's a beautiful day for a bike ride today," the guy said. "900. It's a beautiful day for a car ride." He does something like 25 miles every Saturday or something like that. Goodness. All right. Phew. All right. We got two young men in our midst today that will be stepping into a new phase in their life. Travis Kilinowski and Trey Esquilin are here with us this morning. Our faith stepping stone was scheduled for next week, but these two guys have things. They can't make it. And so I wanted to make sure that we took care of business for them. Travis, I was going through a box down in the basement this past week, and I pulled out my ordination video, which is on VHS, right? Yeah, I mean, and we, you know, who has a VHS player in their house anymore? Do you really? Do you? I had to borrow one from here to watch it. So anyway, I pulled out this video, and when I was ordained here, we had presentations of gifts. I don't know if you remember this or not, but your family came up and presented, I believe it was a small catechism, is what you presented me. And I looked at that video, and Travis, you stood about this tall. You know, you were probably 8 years old when I came here. Trey, same thing, man. I remember you as a little boy. I remember confirmation class with you guys. And I think this is, not to make this about me, but I've reached a point in my ministry where I'm actually seeing people move on. I've been a part of
a phase in your life, and you guys are moving into a big one now. Done with high school, off to college, off to the military, serving. And that's really what we're called to do, to grow, to become people that serve in our communities. And that's what you're doing. And we're so proud of you. We have been very blessed to have you a part of this congregation. I know you're heading off for a little while, but we're never distant, right? We're always here. Travis, why don't you, before we go into the stepping, so why don't you just tell everybody what you're doing with yourself? You got to speak up, though. Okay. So did you catch it up in the front? He's going to the National Guard and ROTC through Canisius College. So that's Travis. Trey? There you go. Okay. Sweet. So our prayers are always with you. You're at ECC. I know where that is. So I'll see you. You're going to Canisius. I know where that is. I'll see you. There you go. Why don't you guys come up to the front with me, with your families? Whoever wants to come up, please do come up to the communion rail. Just stand. Yeah, just stand at the rail for now. Family, if you guys want to gather behind them. Perfect. Travis, just stand up at the communion rail for now. Perfect. Yeah, there you go. Gather around. We'll get you in. Come on. Today we celebrate with you as you take a major, major step in your life and your faith walk. To you, parents, family members, and Christian love, your child was presented at Holy Baptism. And at their baptism, there were promises that were made. His parents, family members, godparents, whatever it may be, it was part of your calling to support these young men as they grew in their faith. It was part of your work as a parent to see that those promises that you made, see that those promises were kept, to bring them here to the services of God's house, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands and to instill in them the wonderful and beautiful message that we find in God's Word. Boy, you have fulfilled those promises as you stand here today. But I now ask you to covenant once again with your congregation for the ongoing support of these children who are not so much children anymore. I ask you, therefore, do you intend to continue to regularly lift up your child to God in prayer? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Members of St. John's, do you promise to support and encourage these parents and their families in keeping these sacred promises? If so, answer, we will with God's help.
We will with God's help.
To you guys, you've completed the Faith Stepping Stones program here at St. John's. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in Holy Baptism? Do you promise to continue to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and share in His supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. We pray. It'll get better when you go to college. Just kidding. I guess I got to be honest. We pray. Dear God of creation, we ask your blessing on these two young men as they enter a new period in their lives, in their life of faith. Bless them and grant them your gifts. Joy as they live among your faithful people. Openness in hearing your word and thankfulness in sharing your supper. eagerness in sharing the good news of Christ through their word, in their actions, in whatever places you place them. Dedication in serving all people and following the greatest example of all, the example that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to them. Empower them, strengthen them, excite them for service in your name. This we pray in the precious name of Christ, our Lord. Amen. Travis, Trey, if you guys would kneel for me. This is going to be tricky, but you guys, if you can kind of just put your hands on them for now, and then we've got a quilt that we're going to have you drape over them. Yeah. Wise guy. You guys drape that over them. Good day for it. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Everybody just kind of place your hands if you can. There you go. My young friends in Christ, there was a day when your parents held you in their arms. They rocked you to sleep. They cuddled you in a blanket to keep you warm, safe, and comforted. Very soon you'll be launching a new life away from the safety and security of your home, your family, church, and community. As you go into the world, may this quilt be a reminder of your parents' love and the nurture of this Christian community here at St. John's. Wherever you go, when the nights are cold, if you feel alone, may it help you to remember that you're never, ever alone. If you guys would, as best you can, repeat this blessing with me. Say your child's name. We come this day before God to bless you and thank you for the gift you have been to us. You have given our lives a deeper meaning and a deeper calling. Through you, we have come to understand the nature of God's love, of joy, and of forgiveness. We thank God today for the gift that you have been to our lives. Wherever you go, you will always be a part of us. Wherever you go, our love goes with you. Whatever you do, you will be a part of our hearts. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May this quilt remind you of our love, the warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And on those nights when we can't wrap you in our arms, may you wrap yourself in this quilt and know that in God's family, you are never alone. All right, you guys are going to stand up, and we're going to have at least parents kneel. Yeah, take it off. All right, place your hands on their shoulders. Don't forget about your Nancy.